There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Let's begin in the United States, where Israel's National Security Minister, Itamar Ben-Gvir, has begun his week-long visit to the United States with a tour of South Florida aimed at strengthening ties between Israel and the Jewish diaspora while exploring the U.S. justice system. Following his time in Florida, he will then visit Connecticut for an off-campus event at Yale University, where he will engage with students and faculty through a local Jewish organization. Ben-Gvir has not confirmed any meetings with New York officials and the offices of New York City Mayor Eric Adams, and Israel's UN mission indicated no scheduled discussions. This marks Ben-Gvir's inaugural official visit to the United States. Meanwhile, over 100 rabbis and cantors in the Chicago area have condemned the Trump administration's recent funding cuts and arrests on college campuses through a signed letter. This action reflects a growing backlash amongst American Jews against the administration's approach, which proponents argue aims to combat anti-Semitism. However, the signatories, including notable synagogue leaders, contend that these measures do not enhance Jewish safety and instead threatens civil liberties. They assert that using anti-Semitism to justify such actions endangers the community rather than protecting it, emphasizing the need to safeguard civil rights for all. In the United Kingdom, the Board of Deputies of British Jews has suspended the vice chair of its international division, Harriet Goldenberg, and is reviewing the conduct of many other members, including Nat Kunin, for their support of an open letter published in the Financial Times. The letter criticizes Israel's decision to resume fighting in Gaza, labeling it as a brutal war, and expresses concerns about the government's extremism. About 36 members, representing 10% of the board, will undergo a complaints procedure lasting approximately 4 weeks. Board President Phil Rosenberg emphasized that official statements come only from elected representatives. In other news making headlines around the world, the Anti-Defamation League has urged a California school board to apologize after two members made anti-Semitic comments during a recent meeting. The ADL's Mark Levine criticized the remarks as alarming and indicative of a concerning attitude towards ethnic studies. He emphasized the need for reflection and commitment to education for the Jewish community. Yad Vashem, Israel's Holocaust memorial, has criticized Latvia's prosecution office for closing its case against Herbert Cookers, responsible for the deaths of many Latvian Jews during the Holocaust. The organization emphasized that Cookers' crimes are undeniable and offered to supply evidence from its archives to affirm his culpability. Yesterday, Croatia held a ceremony to honor the victims of the Jasenovac concentration camp, where tens of thousands were killed under a pro-Nazi regime during World War II. Commemorating the 80th anniversary of a prisoner breakout on April the 22nd, 1945, officials and representatives from various communities attended. Israel is set to become the first country to offer private AI tutors to every student through a collaboration between eSelf, an AI platform for custom avatars, and the Center for Educational Technology. Harvard University announced recently that it will provide academic guidance during the initiative's pilot phase. And finally, the UJIA, the United Kingdom's largest charity focused on Israel, has opened applications for its Gap Year Scholars initiative, offering funding for up to half of the program's costs. Following a successful launch last summer, the initiative aims to support promising young leaders within the Jewish community for the 2025-2026 cohort. UJIA Chair Zvi Noe emphasized that immersive experiences in Israel enhances young people's connection to Jewish identity and leadership. Each scholar will receive professional coaching, personal mentoring, and opportunities for community engagement upon returning to the United Kingdom, contributing to a growing network of over 420 participants in the UJIA-supported programs. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.